Hi, I'm Michelle Binger, Managing Editor of Quality. I'm here today with Matt Charles from MIR. Matt, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michelle. Appreciate it.
So just to start off with, can you tell us what trends you've seen lately with robotics?
Yeah, so with MIR, and particularly mobile industrial robots, we are really focused on the autonomous mobile robots, so the ones that are driving around facilities, moving products from A to B while being autonomous, so not following a strip on the ground or anything like that. So inherently, we're seeing a lot of trends really related to that space. So one, these are collaborative robotics. So safety is a big trend that we're seeing. People wanting to make sure that their facilities are safe to work in and not having, you know, dangerous equipment moving around or items like fork trucks that are driving fast around corners and you know, prone to having some sort of an injury or incident. So safety is a big deal with us and a big thing that we're seeing in this space. And then the flexibility. So being able to have robots that can move autonomously around a facility for bringing products from the end of line, maybe to the stretch wrapper, or if it's already packaged ready to go, straight to the warehouse or to the shipping area to go out of the door. So flexibilities and how their manufacturing process is flowing and their e-commerce orders are processing through their system are the big things. And then if you look at just kind of bigger picture robotics, AI is the big buzzword, artificial intelligence. So something that we're seeing quite a bit of and doing quite a bit of ourselves, where trying to make our systems more intelligent and autonomous on their own. So we're doing things with putting some AI vision sensors out on the floor so that they can detect and see objects before our robots get there. So to make our route planning even better, to make it safer so it doesn't go into certain areas where there's going to be a lot of human traffic or fork truck traffic ahead of times. And then also the AI for the support side of things, which people don't really think of too much, but you know, there'll be logs that come up or errors in the robot. And you know, if we had a system that had this database of all sorts of information in there from the history of different error logs that we've seen and what those solutions are, you can use AI to actually do some troubleshooting and figure out what caused it to trigger this error, how to get it back into running and really make that downtime even less than it could be originally. So those are really the three main things, just flexibility, safety, and artificial intelligence that we're seeing.
So Quality's readers would be manufacturers in the discrete parts field. So for that kind of industry, are there any requests you've been seeing more from customers or things that those type of manufacturers might be interested in?
Yeah, so you know, quality specific is something that people will kind of dial into as a first use case or a way to kind of get a proof of concept or a robot going in their facility. So most of the time there'll be production going down and they will have to occasionally pick a product to go to the quality check area. And typically, you know, it's not right next to the line. So somebody has to take it off the line, put it on a pallet to have a fork truck come pick it up, or put it on a cart for a person to go push it away. So our robots can replace that task. They can move carts, they can move full pallets or pallets with, you know, totes on them. So we can automate that quality check part of the transportation. So bringing it from a station to the quality control area for that type of check. So it keeps the line moving, keeps the people at their station doing their thing, and we can provide that transportation to move that. So that's something, you know, very quality specific, but overall, just making sure that you've got the flow of materials going to and from the line. So our robots are designed to replace those fork trucks and totes from also coming from the warehouse, bringing products to the line for production, and also taking products away at the end of line. So finished goods to the dock or warehouse there. So, you know, automating the internal processes and keeping fork trucks and those things in the back warehouses that are receiving and shipping the robots or the products themselves.
And then of course, with the pandemic, I know people were more interested in automation, but how did the pandemic affect your company and the use of robotics?
Yeah, you know, we've really had record sales these last couple of years while this pandemic's going on. And a lot of it's due to labor shortages and people trying to keep up with production in new and creative ways. So that's really been applied and applicable to the rest of the robotic space, whether it's mobile robot, articulated arms that are out there. But it's been a big boom for this space, mainly due to labor shortage. So we're seeing a lot of those companies coming to us saying, hey, we can't find enough fork truck drivers. We can't get enough people here to push carts around. So let's find a way to bring in some sort of robotic integrator that can do this turnkey for us, because we don't even have the people to do it on our own. So it's really, you know, working with us as a robotic company and our partners to get these things done and fulfilled. And it's been very, very successful for the last couple of years with that throughout this pandemic.
Can you just provide an example for our readers of maybe an application that you worked on or oversaw where robots kind of were implemented where they hadn't been before?
Sure. Yep. So there's a customer that they're in the e-commerce space. So they're, you know, selling their products online on their website. And you know, a lot of those facilities have seen just tremendous amount of growth over this period where everybody's shopping from home. So they came to us and worked with us and one of our integration partners to deploy this system. It was a 3-robot system just to kind of get started and get the project flowing here, but just to do the pallet transportation in the facility. So replacing the fork trucks, you know, they couldn't find enough employees to drive the trucks. They wanted to increase the safety there. So they brought in 3 robots. They worked with an integrator and despite the challenges of, you know, having to stay separated and wear masks and all sorts of stuff here, not being allowed in at certain times, they were able to get this system up and running in a short amount of period of time. And you know, now the 3 robots are running on a fleet. So we have a fleet server that's controlling all the robots, telling them where to go, where to pick product from, where to move it to. And they're looking to expand that fleet now. So, you know, that was really deployed with very minimal amount of visits to the customer and kind of one of the values that our integration partners can bring to that.
So overall, where do you think the robotics industry is going? Where do you see it in a few years? Does it seem like kind of the same areas will be growing, or is there other kind of emerging mm-hmm. sections?
Yeah, really the emerging section that we're seeing is in the FMCG. So we call it fast moving consumer goods. Also the e-commerce logistics space. You know, those are really 2 big potential growth markets for us, just kind of due to the nature of where a lot of companies are spending money on automation and those things. And I think there's also going to be a lot of different types of applications for robotics that we're going to see. We're starting to see a lot of interest in, if you think of traditional assembly line type tasks where you've got, you know, product coming down a conveyor or coming down a line on a guided vehicle of some sort, you know, it's following a strip on the ground, you know, replacing those processes with mobile robotics that are more flexible and can kind of change your layout a little bit to more of a matrix type configuration to not always be going from station A to station B, to be going to different areas for more customized solutions that they're offering. And then the idea of mobile manipulators. So a robot on a robot, if you will. So we've got our sister company, Universal Robots, who make collaborative robotic arms and putting those on top of our robots to, you know, go and do some of that quality control inspection, vision inspection kind of things, picking products from areas, moving it to others, machine tending type applications. So I think the robotic space is really just going to continue to grow and become, you know, much bigger than it is today over these next few years as the economy keeps running and people keep buying products out there.
So for manufacturers who do want to improve quality and start using robotics, is there any mm-hmm. advice you'd give them or things you tell them to do or not do?
So certainly, you know, really the message would be just to get started, you know, reach out to us and our integration partners, and we can work to bring a robot out to your facility. And, you know, initially we'll have some conversations about what the facility looks like, what your process is, what kind of ideas you have on automation. And we can work to bring a robot out to the plant and do a demo, do a proof of concept and kind of get some wheels turning and get some ideas flowing on, you know, where there may be some challenges on an application or where there's some home run applications for you. So, you know, this is stuff we do every day. So definitely feel free to use us and our partner network to answer your questions and kind of guide you through this process. And, you know, it's something that we don't try to shy away from. So if you want to reach out to us and have us set up a visit for something like that, we'd be glad to help.
Yeah, it seems like it can be intimidating to start some new technology. So
most definitely.
Just to investigate. So I think those were the main things I wanted to touch on with you, but is there anything else you want to mention?
No, but I think I hit kind of the main points here. But yeah, I definitely have anybody reach out to me if we can do anything to help, and be glad to do what we can.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt. I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you.